You're listening to Wake Up with Patty Catter, and this is not Patty. Hey, everybody, I'm Adam Bird, founder and CEO of Heroes Media Group, and I get the privilege to sit in the host seat today, and we're going to put Patty in the hot seat. So Ouch. Get ready, grab a drink, and get ready, because this is going to be fun. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, Patty Catter.
Hi, Adam. Thanks for having me on my show.
Absolutely. Glad you could take time out of your busy schedule to jump on your show today and sit in the hot seat.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about this. I miss podcasting with you.
It's fun. I do too. As I was sitting here, I was thinking, like, we've only did like roll, I don't want to say roll reversal, that sounds weird. Switch spots maybe a handful of times, if that, over the last decade that we've known each other. So this first time on this show, I think, where I've hosted in the hot seat, put you in the hot seat on the Wake Up with Patty Catter show. So this is going to be fun for me.
Torture.
Well, listen, let's dive into it. For people that don't know, like, what's going on with Patty Catter right now? What's new with you? You've got the Wake Up with Patty Catter show. This has been a show for a few years now. Like, the first question is, what's one, and not might not be the, but one that you can remember, like, most memorable guests that you might have had, or topic that you've talked about?
I think that the number one topic that always comes to the top of my head, because I reflect back on it all the time, is about imposter syndrome. If I'm not mistaken, you may have been a guest on that one. If I am mistaken, I know we talked about it on the Decision Hour as well, but imposter syndrome is huge, especially if you're in the public light at all and you're putting yourself out there and you're really trying to help people. Sometimes it sets in, like, am I good enough? Am I doing this the right way? It's kind of like when you're raising kids and you're afraid that you're going to do something wrong as a parent, you know, that feeling. So I think that would be one of the most memorable topics, is imposter syndrome. As far as guests go, I would say that it's always a joy to have Boone Cutler on my show. Boone is an Army veteran who is embedded with PSYOP, or in PSYOP. And he's continuing to do great things in the veteran community and for our country. So he's one of the top. Gosh, you know, I've had so many military veterans on my show. It's really hard to pick one, because everybody on my show, I was thinking about it this morning, and everybody I've had on my show has become really like family. And I try to reach out to them often to see how they're doing.
Right on. Now, how long has the Wake Up with Patty Catter show been on air, and where did you come up with the name?
Of course you would ask that. So I was with the Decision Hour, which actually helped inspire me to go ahead and take a leap of faith and start my own show as well. So Adam, first of all, thank you for empowering me to have that confidence in myself to do that. And most importantly, thank you for naming my show.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
So when
you have taken it to such a large level, though. You're kind of, and I've often said this about you, you're kind of a social butterfly, but you're great at networking, because you're in so many different, you're in the, you know, the military community, the caregiver community. You have a heart and a purpose to help the military families and the veteran community as a whole. So, I mean, you've really, it's been fun watching you just grow over the last couple of years since you've taken a leap of faith with this show.
Thank you. You know, when we were tossing around names, I said, Adam, I want something catchy. I want something that people will think, like, what was that? What's the name of your show again? Wake Up. Like, okay, is it Wake Up in the Morning? Wake Up, Have Coffee, Breakfast? Okay, if you want it, it can be that. But the main topic of the show is to, like, wake up, and you can overcome your trials with triumphs. And really, you helped me remember when naming this show of how important, you know, overcoming trials with triumphs is in my life. And since my very, very first time on a talk radio platform, it was Overcoming Trials with Triumphs, Bloom Where You Are Planted. And you took that name, Wake Up with Patty Catter, which I love because just a couple of weeks ago, I was in talks with some really grand people on an international scale. And they said, okay, wake up. Is it a morning show? Yeah, but it also means like wake up. Like, what are you really doing with yourself? And you helped bring that title into play. So thank you.
Yeah. And I think a lot of that was just me self-reflection, looking in the mirror. Like it, you think wake up. And I do remember like, okay, it's cool because there's so it's a play on words, as you said, like in the morning, whether you're waking up in the afternoon or the evening, whenever that time is, but more importantly, wake up and look at yourself in the mirror, who recognize who you are. More importantly, wake up and recognize the things that are going on, you know, around you. You brought up a mutual friend of ours, and Boone Cutler, who's a huge advocate in the warfighter community, and all the work that he does, and it's that ties in with it. Wake up and see what's really going on. Patty, you mentioned imposter syndrome, and I kind of want to touch on that real quick. Do you ever feel like you still have an issue with that?
Yeah, I do sometimes, honestly. It's funny because every time I think I'm at the top, I end up in a room full of people who are much more at the top and me down here. Right. And it's a great thing, right? So when you're in a room full of people, you always want to be one of the people who are, quite frankly, at the bottom so you can learn from those who have made it ahead of you. Right. And, you know, throughout my entire journey of podcasting and before that even, it's like, okay, you start advocating for military veterans, for example, you start in a unit level, right? You start with a little chain of command, and then you go up to the generals, and then you go up to the government. And then now what? You go up to international. And it's funny because as you go through that quote unquote chain of command in life, you really sometimes are in a room where you think, oh my gosh, how did I get here? I was in that space about a week ago. I literally was in a room full of these amazing gentlemen that I thought, my word, how on earth did I have the privilege of sitting down with these gentlemen who are, in my opinion, light years ahead of me, but they come to me and tell me, thank you for being there. And what I'm doing is important. And I'm thinking, my gosh, I feel like what they're doing is so important. And when you really start breaking it down with some of these different individuals, you find out that we all have the same thought. And it's like, wow, how did we all get here? And wow, are we worthy enough to be in this room? And the answer is, yeah, we're all worthy. It's just, you put the work in, right?
Yeah. I think a lot of the times when that happens in that situation, I don't know. I'm as long as I've been doing this, I still get weirded out on compliments and stuff like that, or even thank yous. It's like, oh, you know, thank you for doing this. It's like, I assume everybody else would do that, but not everybody else does, you know? And I think, you know, both of us have a similar upbringing. We both grew up in the Midwest. I think a lot of that's kind of that Midwest, just humbleness, you know, and it's just, we're not really there looking for accolades or anything like that, which is kind of, I mean, it's cool that we get them, but at the same time, it's kind of like, I feel weird that you get them, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. So. And it never fails, right, Adam? I know this has happened with you. You're trying to do good and you're really pouring your heart, your soul, your spirit into something. Once in a while, you get that person online who says something that's not nice. And then you start thinking like, oh my gosh, maybe they're right. Maybe I shouldn't be here. Maybe, you know.
The important thing is you just got to remember that that's what, you know, one person's opinion. Or if there's a couple people that say they're entitled to their opinion, yeah. Let them have it. Yeah. You know, don't let it bother you though. And you, that's mm-hmm. something you're definitely good at. You've been very inspirational and motivating in a lot of the stuff that you've done over the course of like even just this last year. And there's kind of want to transition to the next thing is like, there's so much that you've gone through and have done in the last year. Now, I've heard a rumor that you took a position with an organization called the Black Feather Foundation as their CEO. Can you confirm or deny that?
I will definitely confirm that. That has been a very big highlight in my life. I'm so very incredibly thankful to have the opportunity to work next to such high elite individuals who have such a caring heart for others. It's really unbelievable that they haven't had more recognition that I think that they deserve. The team is phenomenal over at the Black Feather Foundation. The Black Feather Foundation is an organization that we work directly with children who are refugees. Now, I want to stop right there, and I want to make sure that people understand that a refugee is somebody who's been displaced from war or natural disasters in some situation. Those are the children that we hands-on help through sports, education, health. And I am incredibly thankful to be with the Black Feather Foundation. Our organization was started by Joseph Roberts III, who is an inspirational individual that I cannot speak highly enough. And he is a Marine Corps veteran. He was on a recon guy. So, you know, we hit it off right away, as, you know, Ken was recon Marine. And my friend Candace Cislio and Sinise Lumbaka and Michael Bassett. So we have a great team of people who are very, very passionate about doing the right thing for others.
So this is a nonprofit organization, yes?
Yes, 100%. Yes. So we're 501c3 nonprofit.
So if people either watching this or listening to this that are just finding out that you are now the CEO of this great organization and they want to learn more, where could somebody find more information, or if they you know, want to make a donation or get involved in some form or fashion, mm-hmm. how do they do that?
Yeah, go to the blackfeatherfoundation.org to find out more information. You can email us. You can absolutely make a donation right on our website. We're definitely always on the lookout for those who would like to help through donation or even volunteering. So definitely contact us there. I've been with the foundation since last year. I haven't talked a whole lot about it publicly, not because of anything other than I've been focused on work. I've been focused on my podcast and been really busy.
That you have, and it sounds like you're going to get busier, which is, yes, which is good. I think that's really cool what that organization does. And obviously, I mean, you and I've talked offline a little bit, so it's, but I would encourage everybody that's just finding out about this for the first time, or maybe, or if you knew about it, but you haven't checked out the Black Feather Foundation, please go ahead and do so. I mean, if you're listening to this, you're already online, just open up another browser and go to blackfeatherfoundation.org and
right. Check. You know, one of the things that I love most about it is that we're helping the children. They're the future generations to come, right? So that's a lot of where my heart is helping kids. Some of you might remember I've been to Guatemala a couple of times helping kids in Guatemala, third world atmospheres. But we also, right now, we're focused a lot in the United States. We have a lot of refugees here who are children. And it's so important for the kids who have been displaced because of war, who literally, think about it, you're just picked up from your country, your culture, your language, your friends, and you're plopped into another atmosphere, another world, it feels like, to you as a child. You know, you're torn away from your friends that you might have had. You're torn away from sometimes families. Sometimes these kids have lost family members because of the conflicts. And so for me to be able to be placed in a situation where I can have that one-on-one interaction and that our team members can have this interaction with these kids and give them hope and reminders that the American people are so, so wanting to bridge peaceful communications, which is what I'm a huge, huge advocate of. letting them know that there's true freedom out there and that people love them and care about them and that they can do something amazing with their future. And we can do that through sports, which is a great avenue. You don't have to talk while you're playing soccer. You're out on the field and you're kicking a ball around with a whole bunch of kids and you don't have to really talk, but then you do get to, once you're starting to, you know, you're playing and you're getting together with these other kids, you start to make friends and all the amazing things that go along with sports is awesome to see.
Right on. Can you say how many lives you have changed in the last 12 to 18 months?
Gosh, you know, me personally, I can say that not as many as our founder and Candace, who's our programs director.
Those two are workhorses and they
oh
are.
Oh my gosh. So literally because of Joe, our founder, we call him the linchpin. Because of Joe and his relationship with the UAE, which stems way back to his father when his father was alive. The Black Feather Foundation, Joe specific, was that linchpin to enable 18 to 20,000, at least, I think it's been over that number now, of refugees to be able to escape Afghanistan. And these are Afghans who, you know, they help.
Yeah.
They helped our military when we were there.
Not, and I'd like to say this because just there's always pushback when you start talking on topics like this. And this is one of those things where, well, don't listen or believe what you see on the news when it comes to stuff like that. So these are people that have been on the ground. These are professionals and what they're doing. And they really are doing God's work, you know, and especially with the kids. I want to go back to the kids for a second. I think that's great that, you know, I can't imagine some of these kids as young as they are getting separated from their families, not knowing if they're ever going to see their parents again. You know, that's devastating. So the fact that you guys are willing to help out is amazing.
Yeah. And to also recognize, you know, there are problems with our borders, right? Through, especially down by Mexico, Texas, things like that. Without getting into all the politics, it's important to remember that the immigration issue, the illegal immigrants, is completely separate from a refugee child or a refugee family who was displaced from conflict or natural disaster. Completely different. They are here legally.
Good point. That's a very good point. And I appreciate you clarifying that. Patty, what is what's next for you? I mean, we're you know, first month, we're already day, I don't know, we're halfway through the new, you know, January of the new year, 2024. What can people expect from Patty Catter and Wake Up with Patty Catter in 2024?
You know, it gives me butterflies thinking about it. So beginning around December 24th, I haven't even really told you about this, Adam. I started writing down in this journal. It's kind of like a meditation journal, prayer journal, whatever you want to call it. And I started writing things down like what, not what I'm going to do, but what I'm claiming over my life. So there's a difference where some people have a dream list. Well, this is not a dream list. This is actually something that I'm putting together every single day that I wake up, and their goals that I'm implementing in my life. And so one of the components is affirmations over myself. Going back to that imposter syndrome, you know, it's easy to start thinking about some of the things that you're afraid that you can't do. But what I'm really trying to focus on for 2024 are the things that I am. And the things that you, Adam, are too, you can say this to yourself, or if you're listening, you can say these things to yourself. Things like, I am worthy. I am abundant. I am happy. I am, you know, joyful. I am radiating light. I am warmth. So the goal for my show, the goal for my life right now in this present moment is to radiate. I know it sounds cheesy, you guys. Radiate warmth and light to everybody I come in contact with. And the people who truly have my best intentions, the best intentions of others, will be attracted to me, kind of like a magnet. I keep picturing a magnet. And then those who have ill intentions or those who are trying to waste other people's times will just be deflected from me. So that said, I think that 2024 is going to be a really great year for me, and it's going to be a great year for those of you who are trying to do good in this world. I'm not exactly positive where 2024 is going to go, other than I have a lot of travel that I want to implement into my life that's already coming into fruition to be able to help me to serve other people in a bigger way than I could have ever imagined even a year ago. And the thing is, I think that 2024 is going to be a really great year for a lot of people who have been hoping for change in their lives, change in their trajectory of the future. I think that there's been a lot of hopeless times in the past. I think there's been a lot of darkness, but light always wins. And it's kind of like that Star Wars mentality where I always think that good is going to win. It's going to always prevail. And whatever that is, we're going to do it this year.
Nice. I love it. I love it. If somebody's listening or watching and they want to contact you or get in touch with you or work with you, how can they do that?
Mm-hmm. Go to my website, Patty, P-A-T-T-I, Katter, K-A-T-T-E-R.com. I have a form you can fill out if you're looking for military resources. I have a military resource page on my website. You can contact me to book me to be on your podcast, or if you are interested in being on my podcast once in a great while, I have an opening or two. I'm pretty booked out this year, though.
Nice. Patty, what else do you want the listeners and viewers to know, either about you or something that's coming up here this year?
So one of the things that I want you all to know and to really do right now is to go over to heroesmediagroup.com. Adam is one of my main sponsors, and he has been here for me through thick and thin, like the older brother that he is. And I greatly appreciate you, Adam. And I want to remind everybody that Heroes Media Group is an amazing platform, especially if you have a podcast, you're thinking about starting a podcast, go to heroesmediagroup.com, get plugged in. It's well worth your time. It's worth your well-being to go there and let Adam help you with those things.
Thank you for the plug. I appreciate that. The older brother part, this is your show, so I guess you can get away with it. So,
gee, thanks.
Yeah. It's Patty, it's always fun getting together with you. We always have a good time. And those of you that are new, following Patty, or maybe you've seen me around on the interwebs in some form or fashion, Patty and I, we've known each other a long time. We're pretty much family. And that's how we look at each other as family. She knows my family. I know her families. We've been blessed to be able to do some traveling together, different events all over the country, and stuff like that. So from the bottom of my heart, no mush. Appreciate you. That's kind of the, like, no mush. I appreciate your friendship and all the years. And here's to 2024 being the best year yet.
So thank you, Adam. And I agree with all of that. And if you don't know me, I'm not a mushy person. So we always have to add, like, no mush.
She's like, oh, really?
Ugh, give me shivers. Not the good ones.
All right. Anything else?
Just thank you, everybody, for listening. This is one of the first shows of the season. I'm excited to see where my show goes this year. I have some great guests lined up. I'm bringing Dan Newberry back on my show to see where he's at. He has some incredible updates since I last interviewed him. There's very few people I've brought back on my show as repetitive guests. And this will be Dan's second time. And there's a good reason for that. You're going to want to know why. Adam, you're always welcome on my show. We'll even make special episodes if we have to.
Patty, I very much appreciate it. Thank you again. And for all of you viewers and listeners out there, if you're not following Patty Catter, go ahead. You can find her at pattycatter.com or at Patty Catter on social media on pretty much all the platforms. So please go check out, follow, and get involved with the things that Patty are doing. So Patty, thanks again for allowing me to put you in the hot seat today and get an update on all the great things that you've been doing and the things that you're going to continue to do moving through 2024.
Well, thank you. It was such a great thing to have you on my show and interviewing me. So thank you so much for your time. And everybody, be sure to follow Adam, Mr. Adam Bird, on social media as well. And TikTok, you guys, both Adam and I can go live on TikTok, and it's crazy talk on there. You will want to get in on it. It is fun. It is patriotic. It's a lot of freedom if you can handle it. So
it's never a dull moment when Eddie and I are doing a show or together. God forbid we're together live.
Yep. All right. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you, Adam.
Yep.